This is an interesting thing. I urge you to listen pretty carefully to it.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1343, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. As of the date of the original broadcast of this show, Rita and I are in Gallatin, Tennessee, for a couple of weeks, visiting family. Now, back in 1980, there appeared a bootleg LP of an unreleased album by Monty Python, titled Monty Python's Hastily Cobbled Together for a Fast Buck album. I tried to get this and next week's shows hastily cobbled together before we left California, but couldn't even manage that, so they're being posted sometime after we get back. We flew into Nashville, but will not be spending all of our time in Gallatin, so this show consists of songs about places we'll be while back here. For this first segment, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about Tennessee. Thank you.
makes the heart grow fonder, and I long to be with someone away down yonder, back in Tennessee. Birds in the trees sing love songs, they keep reminding me that I miss a little miss a miss of me in sunny Tennessee. Breezes are blowing kisses, sending them COD, cause I miss a little miss a miss of me in sunny Tennessee. I'm hoping someday she'll drop me a line, and maybe she'll say that she's gonna be mine. Oh Lordy, nothing but dreams and memories keeping me company, cause I miss a little miss who misses me in sunny Tennessee.
Joe Sanders composed and arranged Tennessee Lazy, and I played it back in 2013 by the Coon Sanders Orchestra, but you just heard it by Bill Hade's Cubs, credited on the label of Broadway 1227 as the Castle Farm Serenaders. That recording was made around October of 1928 and was preceded by I Miss a Little Miss Who Misses Me in Sunny Tennessee, composed by J. Fred Coots. Back in 2007, you heard it by Ben Selvin, but this time Frank Crummett sang the Tot Seymour lyrics on Victor 22579, recorded November 19th, 1930. We started the set with My Sunny Tennessee, one of the many songs referring to Tennessee as sunny. This one was written by Burt Kalmar and Harry Ruby, and performed not by just the Columbians Dance Orchestra, but the Columbia Dance Orchestra Deluxe on Columbia A3481, recorded September 16, 1921. I'm the Deluxe Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Traveling by almost any means these days presents all sorts of obstacles and hassles, especially flying, and especially for folks in our age bracket and in our physical condition. Of course, chartering a private jet would alleviate many of these problems, but then they're replaced by the one problem of the $34,000 fare from LAX to Nashville. We live very close to Ontario International Airport, and fortunately for us, Southwest has one daily direct flight to Nashville, which eliminates us having to worry about connecting flights and reduces the chance of lost luggage. And since I have a Southwest Rewards credit card, we escape the exorbitant baggage fees. This will also be our first trip on Southwest since they've gone to assigned seating, so we'll see how that goes. The airport code for Nashville International Airport is BNA. Why? Well, because when it originally opened in 1937, it was named Berry Field after World War I veteran Colonel Harry S. Berry, first administrator of the airport. All that as an introduction to this set of rapidly rotating records about Nashville. Thank you.
Arkansas. Gonna stay right there,
gonna stay right there
with Mo and Pa. If you find me sad, please go away. If you find me sad, please go away. Come back again some other day.
The Delmore Brothers, Alton and Rabun, with the Nashville Blues, recorded not in Nashville, but Charlotte, North Carolina, on February 17, 1936, issued on Bluebird B6312. Before that, Miss Bessie Smith singing the Nashville Woman's Blues, written by Fred Longshaw, who accompanied Bessie on piano, along with Charlie Green on trombone and Louis Armstrong on cornet. Columbia 14090D was recorded May 26, 1925. We started this Nashville set with Ray Starita and the Piccadilly Revels Band with George Gershwin's Nashville Nightingale on Columbia 4472, July 5, 1927. Ray Starita was just 22 years of age when he was put in charge of the band at the Piccadilly Hotel, intended to rival the bands at the Savoy Hotel and the Kit Kat Club. Our last two trips to Tennessee have been limited to cities and venues within the state. This time, however, we're taking a side trip by car to Cincinnati to visit our friends Joe Bosom and Matt Tolentino. Accordionist extraordinaire Matt Tolentino, I know from the ragtime circuit, and we've met in person several times, enjoying fine cigars and distilled spirits. Illustrator and animator extraordinaire and fellow record collector and vintage music radio host Joe Bosom, I've known for a number of years, but have never met in person. Joe's fabulous artwork graces the covers of dozens, if not hundreds, of LPs and CDs, including the Rivermont CD of the Shannon Quartet, for which I wrote the liner notes, and I'm looking forward to what I'm sure will be a wonderful time. So here's a set of rapidly rotating records about Cincinnati, which I'm going to guess Cincinnatians don't like being referred to as Cincy.
Thank you.
'Cause I'm a woman that has had the pleasures.
Woman, unfold your remarks. Make them light, 'cause when you talk, there is a dark error.
In plain words, I went, I came, and have been conquered.
You been reading history?
No, but I met the man that wrote the history of love.
Whom? Romeo?
Romeo? This man I allude to is the Tonawanda of excellence, and his way of cooing makes a turtle dove sound like a bullfrog.
Woman, you is going to keep this tirade going until you find yourself laid out in your funereal dress.
I fear thee not, Dark Ages. I fear thee not. I am a woman that has met the man that taught Cupid how to use his bow and arrow.
And while we is holding this eulogy on this Sedonius, may I inquire who and whom and where and when this sudden combustion of poetic extravagance is?
That you may, blacker than all others, that you may.
I know I'm black, but that's not the question, old Lily of Midnight.
Well, ask on, Dorcas. I should have said Africa's Dorcas. Interrogate me if you wish.
Whenceforth is this person that you have put above your sweet Georgia crullers?
Draw up your chair so you'll be perfectly at ease while I unload myself and modulate.
Modulate?
Yes, modulate, because I'm like a songbird of the radio when I starts a-going. I must be modulated.
Unload your baggage, woman. I am, to say the least, affectated.
I just got back in Georgia from a little trip.
I know. You've been to Cincinnati, down to Cincinnati town.
Boy, your mama's gonna give you all a tip about a brand new pauper I found.
Don't give me no tip, I don't gamble.
Down there on that old Ohio shore, I got lovin' ain't had before.
Go on, tantalize me while you can.
Don't you wish you was a Buckeye man?
I don't want to be nothing but what I'm is.
It takes a Cincinnati yeller to satisfy a Georgia brown.
Must be a lovin' hound.
A Cincinnati yeller can fondle any gal in town.
He's like a king uncrowned.
When he holds my hand, my heart begins to beat.
get an itchy feeling like the prickly heat.
Well, can he write?
No.
Can that ignoramus read?
No, but for plain or fancy petting, he's a man I need. My Cincinnati Ella, he's got angles all his own.
Yeah, you got a heart of stone.
He sure has made his mama wanna leave her Georgia home and start to roam.
You mean roam Georgia? Yeah, you know I'd beg for you, why I'd even steal.
But Papa, you ain't never had no sex appeal. It takes a Cincinnati Ella to satisfy a Georgia Brown.
Can't I do Black Bottom? Don't I sing them blues?
Yeah, but he's got lots of talent he ain't never used. It takes a Cincinnati Yeller to satisfy a Georgia Brown.
Al Bernard and J. Russell Robinson as the Dixie Stars with It Takes a Cincinnati Yellow to Satisfy a Georgia Brown. I have no idea what that means. They were accompanied on banjo by Harry Reaser, and that recording was made May 3, 1927, issued on Brunswick 3554. Before that, the Cincinnati Jug Band with George Street Stomp. Bob Coleman is the guitarist, but who played harmonica, jug, and washboard is a mystery. I wish Paramount 12743 from around January 1929 were in better shape, but I played it so I could mention that around the turn of the century, George Street in Cincinnati was described as a supermarket of sin, with its four blocks on both sides with 46 neat, cleanly kept, pretentious brick houses, each supporting 5 to 7 prostitutes. There were no red lights in this district. Rather, whorehouses in Cincinnati used stained glass windows to advertise. Today, George Street is just a one-block-long alley with Cincinnati Bell on one side and a parking garage on the other. We started the set with the Jungle Band, a pseudonym for the Duke Ellington Orchestra, with his composition, Cincinnati Daddy. Decca GRD-3640 was recorded December 10, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all of our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Cincinnati is, of course, in Ohio, and I've actually lived in Ohio, although I don't remember my time there. That's because I was only about a year old when my dad was stationed at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base for a short time, before being reassigned to Norton Air Force Base in San Bernardino, where he finished out his military career as a lieutenant colonel, started his aerial photogrammetry business, and I grew up. So here's a set of Rapidly Rotating Records about Ohio.
Go and Jim and Sally learn a thing or so, and they call it Ohio. We've got a football team that's famous. All you've got to do is name us someone who can shame us. We'll show them a thing or two, so we'll sing for Ohio. Just as long as the clouds roll along, and we'll fight for Ohio. If we win, if we lose, we'll still sing this song, for in Columbus Town, Ohio spirit will never be down. Take that ball right down the field, show them we'll never yield, around on the end and high in the middle, Ohio. In that school by the old Toyota, there gives one iota when you came or why. That's the ray of a real Buckeye. Freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, the way they love that school will bean you. From your ma, they'll wean you. I'm telling you no lie. Mm-hmm.
that for a downfield. Show them we'll never yield around on the ends and high in the middle.
Locked in the cells of a prison much too small. Convicts jammed and crowded within that cold gray wall. 4,000 men were living as only rats should dwell. Iron bars all around them, living a life of hell. All kinds of men thrown together, some that were bad from the start, others who got into trouble, men really good at heart, some of them only waiting for death to bring the end. Others who long for freedom to start their lives again. Then came a night of disaster when all the world held its breath. Fire broke out in the prison, bringing destruction and death. Iron doors were locked on the convicts. Guards found the keys too late. 300 lives were taken. 300 souls met their fate. Burned in the minds of the rescued, that scene will never die. Men praying God to release them, men giving up to die. Men who forgot they were convicts struggled with all their might. And in the hell of that prison, heroes were found that night. Three 300 lives have been taken, and someone should have to pay. For we know someone has blundered when men must die this way. Each one was God's own creation, each with a heart and soul. And God don't want even convicts to die like rats in a hole.
Just at the close of the day, wherever I roam, I think about home. I seem to drift farther and farther away, but I'd never be blue if wishes came true. I'm blue 'cause I wanna wake up in the morning and hear the birdies say good morning, the way they always say good morning in my Ohio home. I wanna ramble mid the roses. I know just where to find the roses. I used to ramble mid the roses in my Ohio home. Got to thinking it over at the close of the day. Got to dreaming of clover I want to wander in the moonlight and meet my sweetie in the moonlight. I used to meet him in the moonlight in my Ohio home. Wander in the moonlight and meet my sweetie in the moonlight. I used to meet him in the moonlight in my Ohio. Oh, on the ends and high in the middle in my Ohio.
Back in 2013, you heard Lillian Morton sing Can't We Get Together? But we finished up this Ohio segment with Lillian singing about her Ohio home on OK40981, recorded January 13, 1928. My Ohio Home was written by Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson. On April 21, 1930, 322 inmates were killed in a fire at the Ohio State Penitentiary. The prison had been built for 1,500, but at the time of the fire, it held 4,300, and conditions and treatment were probably even more cruel than those at ICE prisons today. Just 4 days later, Carson Robison was in the Columbia studios to record his song about the tragedy, titled Ohio Prison Fire. It was released as catalog number 16648D. The fire did result in the development of fire safety codes for correctional facilities nationwide, resulting in far fewer fires and deaths, although there has been an epidemic of fires recently inside the 165-year-old Indiana State Prison. We started the set on a much lighter note with Frank Crummett singing Hi, Hi, Ohio, from Victor 18468, recorded September 26, 1924. The Rapidly Rotating Records request line is now open. In addition to cards or letters, email or posts to our Facebook page or website, you can also now call to make requests for a particular song, artist, or segment topic, leave feedback about the show, ask questions or comment on the music, or just to say hi to let me know you're out there listening. The number is easy to remember. It's 1-234-PLAY-78s. That's 1-234-PLAY-78s. Or for the alphabetically challenged, 1-234-752-9787. It's available 24/7, but I'll do my best to personally answer your call. That's 1-234-PLAY-78s. I mentioned that we'll be driving from Tennessee to Ohio, and our route takes us through Kentucky, a state I've never visited. Kentucky's official nickname is the Bluegrass State, but since at least 1881, it has also been known unofficially as the Corn Cracker State. So how about we take a musical trip to Kentucky? Thank you.
memory. Way to home in old Kentucky, and the happy day that used to be. Songbirds up in the heaven sing this melody. Away to home in old Kentucky, and the happy day that used to be.
Thank you.
the Atlanta Dance Orchestra, an Edison House band with Irving Berlin's Tell All the Folks in Kentucky, I'll Be There. Edison Diamond Disc 51252 was recorded October 22, 1923. Before that, the Monroe Brothers, Charlie and Bill, with their song about their Kentucky heritage, Just a Song of Old Kentucky. That was recorded June 21, 1936, in the Southern Radio Building in Charlotte, North Carolina, and issued on Bluebird B6552. We started this Kentucky set with Harry Reaser's Syncopators and E. Clinton Keithley's song, I'm as Blue as the Bluegrass of Kentucky. Columbia 604D was made March 1, 1926. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.